Joined in studio again, as I was 3 weeks ago, by Terry McCarthy Fitzgerald. I don't know if the Fitzgerald's in brackets or is the McCarthy bit in brackets. Nobody put you in brackets. Let's put it that way, Terry. And Sinead McCarthy. Sinead, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Now, you're going to update us on Shine for Shea.
We are, yes. Well, as much of...
Wait, 2 seconds. I've actually, you know, I'm great like this. I've refused to put on your... Now your mics are on.
I must be heard, Declan. Yes, so we're here to give as much of an update as we have anyway. Unfortunately, at the moment, Deborah and Steve are still waiting on a date from Newcastle for Shea. So everything is still up in the air and they're still travelling up and down to Dublin once a week for his checkups. So they're, as I said, they're just still waiting on that confirmation from Newcastle when they get it. It's not to say, like, they were told it will be this month, but for instance, there was a child in a similar situation earlier this year where they were told it would be January. They were pushed into March. Last year, there was a child again in a similar situation. They were told February and they didn't get there till April. So until they get the actual date, they're still travelling up and down weekly to Dublin. So That's kind of the update really on...
That uncertainty must be awful.
It is, absolutely it is. You know, they have things kind of, you know, set in plan, we'll say, you know, with regards to accommodation over there. But without having an actual date, it's still very much up in the air for them.
Yeah, and I'm sure even Shea himself is probably asking Mammy and Daddy, like, when are things happening, you know, and how do you prepare him for that sort of... It must be very, very difficult, I would imagine, you know.
Well, they haven't really given him a full idea of what's going on. You know, being a child, that's a lot to take on.
It is.
So he is aware that there will be a trip, that he will be going over to England on a plane. But they're waiting until they have more of a certain date before they sit him down and have a chat with him fully about it all.
That's great. And Terry, how's the fundraising going?
Fundraising is going great. There's been so many things already after happening with the fundraising, and we want to take this opportunity to say thanks, you know, to everybody. It started with the swim, which Declan, you were there yourself.
Was there myself. I'm still shivering, but let's go. I'll get over it.
It was an incredible morning. It really was. You know, we just couldn't have foreseen the amount of people that would have turned up. It was amazing. There was over 100 swimmers went in. The amount of support with everyone coming out to donate, to bring cakes, there was teas and coffees. It was just such a great good feel morning. And of course we were very lucky because it was the day after the restrictions were lifted slightly as well, so the social distancing factor was gone that day, and so everyone was in great form. It was nice to be out and about to see people again, and we raised, you know, so much money. It was just fantastic. There's been other things as well that I want to mention. All the schools, I have them listed, well, Sinead has them listed here for me, so they've all had...
Behind every great woman there's another great woman.
There is always someone that'll have the points, which I'm very grateful for today. So we have Bunskull, Gwaleskull, South Abbey, Grange National School, Ardmore National School, and the Stepping Stones Preschool Toddler had a toddling waddle, is it? Was on last... What day was it on? Sorry, Sinead. Last Saturday. Morning. That's right. And I wasn't there myself. I couldn't make it, but Sinead was out there. Incredible just to see video footage of everybody out, you know, dressed in superhero costumes, the little kids doing this walk for Shea, raising the money for it. I mean, again, just so heartwarming and just so... we're just overwhelmed, you know. The support just keeps continuing the whole time, and we want to keep it continuing for it. So, you know, thank you so much to everybody so far who has helped.
Yeah, and certainly there's a great... I mean, even the swim, there's a great atmosphere, isn't there? People are out to help, but they're doing it with a smile on their face as best they can,
they
you know.
Are, so and I think people enjoyed all these activities too. Yeah. It's getting people together again. I mean, we've been locked up for so long, I think, and we've been afraid to gather as crowds for so long, that it's so nice that in a little way, you know, bit by bit, we're starting to come together again. And what better way for such a worthy cause, I think, you know. So yeah, no, it's been fantastic. It really has. And plenty more to come. There's plenty. I'll let Sinead take over there about what's to come.
Well, with regards to the feel good factor as well, I mean, there was local dog groomers took on a challenge that really, I think, put a smile on everyone's face. We had Aisling from Mona Tray Boarding Kennels, Deirdre from Just for Paws, Sinead from For Mutt's Sake, Michael, who's a friend of Steve's as well, and Connie in Pampered Paws in Middleton. They all undertook a dog groom themselves. They got into the bath and had somebody wash them and videoed it, and that was shared around Facebook. And so, you know, there's things going on separate to us as a group as well, which is wonderful to see. Everyone just really, really wants to help, and they're coming up with some great ideas.
And how's the GoFundMe going?
The GoFundMe is still active all the time. It's there. We do have other ways of donating for people to donate nowadays through the AIB Bank in Youghal. People can go in and donate. If they just mentioned the fundraiser, they can donate to that. And as of from today, the post office in Ardmore and in Youghal, you can go in and donate through that. So I suppose we're kind of encouraging people, if they can at all, if they're in town, to donate in this way, because of course there's no fees with GoFundMe. I'm not sure do people know, but there is quite high fees, you know, that will be taken out. So the figure that you see on the GoFundMe is not the true figure, in the sense that, you know, there's a good percentage of that comes out in fees.
Yes, I noticed, like, because when you do the GoFundMe, they put their percentage at 30%. Mm-hmm. Now you can lower the mark, if you know what I mean.
Even if you lower that to zero, there are still fees. They still take out their own fees. That's there. You know, when you put it up to your percentage or bring it down. When you put it up, that's just an extra percentage that you're giving them. They already take a percentage of fees. I don't know what the last amount was, but I know it was higher than we thought, you know, okay. That was coming
but
out.
But I mean, it still suited your purpose to have the GoFundMe. It still got money together, which is badly needed and will be badly needed.
It was
needed.
A fantastic platform. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's great, and it made it very easy for people to donate. But now I think we're, again, it is there. If people want to donate on it, they can. It's still there. But we are encouraging people more if they wanted to donate through the AIB Bank or through the Ardmore Post Office or the Youghal Post Office, which are, they have been very incredibly generous to let us do that, which is, you know, again, we discussed the last day, Declan, that, you know, there was people that weren't on, you know, social media, and they were crying out, how can we donate? This is great, you know. Most people go into either the banks or the post offices at least once a month, if not more. So yeah, it's a very easy way to go down and donate.
Okay, and Stephen, Deborah, they're managing okay, they're doing fine?
They are. I mean, it's kind of each day as it comes, you know. Some days are good, some days not so much. Shay himself is doing really well at the moment. You know, he's getting back on his feet a bit more. Today he actually took a trip to the cinema, the Regal Cinema, and you all kindly put on a private showing for him, movie that he wanted to see.
What was it?
So it was Sing 2.
Oh, I saw that's out, yeah.
Yes, so he really enjoyed that. Deborah said he was running up and down the aisles and just, you know, having a normal day, you know, which I suppose they're few and far between for them at the moment. But they're completely and utterly overwhelmed, but so grateful for everything that's going on, you know. Like they have enough worries at the moment. So for us to be able to come together as a group and do this on their behalf, and take control of that side of things for them and have them have one less worry, I suppose.
Absolutely. It's great that they don't have to worry about this, and it's great that somebody takes that away from them. They have enough to worry about, I think. Absolutely. At the moment. How are your group of 10 doing? Are you fighting yet?
Oh no, we're all getting on like a house on fire. They're a good group, in fairness, you know. That some of us knew each other already, some of us didn't, so it's nice to kind of have made new friends here along the way as well, you know. Through, I mean, I think Deborah and Steve, they're such good people themselves that they could only really have good people around them. So,
okay, that's brilliant. Now, I won't ask you to sing, but I hear there could be a song in the offing.
There certainly is. Last Sunday, a group of 15 musicians came together in Claycastle Recording Studio. Warren Tyvee very, very generously offered it up, and he's doing the sound mixing himself, so we're very grateful for that. We had a great day. It was fabulous, wasn't it, Junaid?
Yeah.
It really was. And so hopefully in the coming weeks, you know, or months, we're not sure, depending how long it'll take to put together. We're leaving it to Kieran McCarthy, an uncle of Deborah's and mine. He did the video part of it, so it's down to them now. So we're very excited about this. I think people will really, really enjoy it, you know, and to see all the familiar faces. And just again, a huge thanks to every one of those 15 musicians, Warren, Kieran, anyone that was involved in it. It certainly will be a treat for the ears when you hear it.
And is it all sort of just each of you sing a little bit?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And will I know who's who?
You will.
How will I know who's who?
They're all very recognisable
voices.
You'll see us. There will be a video go with it on social
okay,
media.
That's very
so
good. That's very
us,
good. No, I'd be dying to see it. Actually, I'd love to see it. And are you going to tell us the song, or is that? Or do I have to wait?
So, well, we were keeping it a secret, but I think somehow along the way, Deborah has found out. So the last time we were here, you played Yellow by Coldplay after our interview.
Yeah.
So that's the song we've gone with, because it has a real night. I mean, campaign is Shine for Shay, and, you know, Shine for You is in the song so many times, you know. So
it's a very uplifting song as well, I think, you know, and that's what we need right now. And I think they all need that as well. So it's lovely.
Absolutely. No, that's great. And it's great for the two of you, Sinead and Terry, to come in and keep us informed. And as I say, we'll see you in a few weeks' time again. I think I had to go looking for you this time, so
you did indeed. You won't have to wait there. Okay. Looking for us the next time now.
The next time we'll be plugging the song, so certainly we'll be coming knocking at your door there the next time.
Exactly. And now tell us where people can donate again. I think that's important.
So the GoFundMe again is still online for anyone that would rather do it that way, and the Yall Post Office, Ardmore Post Office, and the AIB Bank in Yall. So if you just pop in there, you'll see signs up in the Yall and the Ardmore Post Office. I'm not sure about the AIB Bank if there's signs there yet or not, but you know, just go in and say you'd like to donate for the Shine for Jay donation, and they have it all set up there. That it's very, very simple and easy to do.
And Pobble Skull are also running a Valentine's raffle at the moment. Their TY students and Mr. Mansell have come together to be able to fundraise as well. So that's what they're doing at the moment. And also a woman called Mary Kern, who is a friend of Steve's, she is actually going to be running a dog show as well, just again for raising more funds. And you know, as I said earlier, there's so many people coming from different parts of the surrounding areas to help out. So there's other people doing other things as well. So look out for that on Facebook.
Okay, thanks, Amelia. Look, Terry and Sinead, you're absolutely great to come in, and you're great to do what you're doing. And it's a really, really good cause. And I know people will support it as much as they can. I'd like to thank you both for coming in.